sort of impactful application is, as I said, a 500,000 ton a year plant that's being developed, being built now by Occidental Petroleum in Texas. Yes, they're using conventional storage. In this case, I think they're storing in an oil field, but they may well, because of the terms of the Inflation Reduction Act, actually look at aquifer storage in the future. This technology uses limestone calcination, so very, very well proven phenomenon for capturing CO2. And Vicky Hollab, the CEO of Oxy, has said that if they get this one working, then they'll look to build 135 plants by 2035. That will be serious. And you're right, you can combine it with standard capture. There's ways that you may be able to get synergies between the two. We've looked at that for post-combustion capture. But I think what you might find, it comes back to the power, is that if you've got CCS power plants not doing very much, you're operating intermittently with the renewables, then there's actually a natural fit to put direct air capture, possibly using renewable energy and certainly using the unused CO2 transport and storage infrastructure to fill in the bits in between. And it may be that that's actually one of the uses, you know, power to X, actually X is carbon dioxide removal from the air, which is who you can transport to anywhere in the world without any transport costs. So that may be quite a valuable product.
Terrific. Thank you, John. The sailing brain.